The Drysdale vignette, Reblooming Amaryllis, number 2 in 3, 2, 1. Last time I talked about the amaryllis. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More about having your amaryllis bulbs reflower right after this message. 3, 2, 1. The obvious question, what if I didn't do everything as you suggested? For example, many people make the mistake of cutting the bulb's foliage a few days after it appears and then putting it away for several months. That's almost a guarantee that when you restart the bulb, it will not reflower, but instead will just produce another batch of strap-like green foliage. Other gardeners allow the foliage to grow for a while but stop watering too soon and or don't apply any fertilizer to the bulb as should be done. Now, you have to keep in mind that we're dealing with Mother Nature, and she's certainly not always predictable. There will be times when the most abused amaryllis bulb, treated as just described, will rebloom, but those will be the exceptions. If you want to assure yourself of a flower stock or stocks the following year, you should try to follow the suggestions as detailed last time and repeat it briefly here in a second. What do you do if you didn't follow the guidelines? Easy, just go around for another cycle. If yours produces only foliage and no flower stalk in second or subsequent years, let the foliage grow for 3 months by watering when the soil becomes dry and fertilizing with a soluble plant food every 2 weeks. Then, lessen the amount of water, stop fertilizing, and eventually stop watering and keep the bulb dormant in its pot for 3 months until it sprouts new growth. I'm Art Drysdale.